When we walk in anywhere, Christ should be walking in with us. So it's the presence of the Lord in us that is the brilliance of God that's shining forth in and through us. We are called to walk in the glory of the Lord, but from the inside out. And so you let him do the inner work so that that inner work could be transparent outside, externally, so that there is an internal working that's complete, and now it becomes this external glory that God gets all of it. I'm telling you right now, there is a latter blessing of greater glory that is falling upon this house and the individuals that come to this house. God is expanding our territory. God is enabling us to be able to break through that barrier and all those barriers, I should say. God is allowing us to be raised up and to be strong in him. Amen. Every fiber of your being must know this. To know is to understand, not just a head knowledge, but to have an internal dwelling of this internal fire that's explosive, that causes you to walk as that one that's a fiery burning one, knowing the glory of God is emanating from me everywhere you go. There's no bottom. The wealth of understanding, information, wisdom, knowledge, everything I need, there's no bottom. It doesn't end. You can't get to the bottom of it. Because the Holy Spirit, the gift of God that abides in us, will always lead us into all truth and remind us that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. The message that I have, it's a word that I received from the Lord, and it's latter house glory. Latter house glory, taken from Haggai 2:9. And this is what the Lord said to me. He says, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. And we know that's a scripture, right? The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. So latter house glory. When I got this message from the Lord, I knew that it was a prophetic word for our church, that there is a multiplication of God's glory that he is pouring out upon us in these latter days. And so in your life, right, no matter where you've come from, no matter what you've gone through, and we've all gone through stuff. Say, stuff is in the past. All the stuff you had to go through, right? I'm telling you right now, there is a latter blessing of greater glory that is falling upon this house and the individuals that come to this house. God is expanding our territory. God is enabling us to be able to break through that barrier and all those barriers, I should say. God is allowing us to be raised up and to be strong in him. Amen? Amen? And so with a yes and amen, with a strong yes and with a strong amen, we receive this word of God. Because when God speaks prophetically, when he says a scripture to us and he says, this is for you and this is for you now. In other words, this is for your church and it's for your church now. Then we grab hold of that word and we say, Lord, we thank you for the word. When you're breathing on it and you're saying, take hold of this, then faith, let faith rise up on the inside of you. So you say, I'm going to walk in the fullness of this and I will not be shortchanged at all. Amen. So the glory of the latter house should be greater than the former. Amen. This is what he said. He says, you are my temples in earthen vessels. You are my temples in earthen vessels. Clay. We're clay. Yet we are fit for the potter, the master, the potter, the creator who fashioned and formed us. So earthen vessels, yet fit for the potter to display his glory here on earth. We're called to display the glory of God here on earth. He continued to say this. He said, my brilliance in you glorifies Christ's presence through you. So this is a prophetic message that the Lord gave me. He said, my brilliance in you, in us, in each one of us, my brilliance in you glorifies Christ's presence through you. When we walk in anywhere, Christ should be walking in with us. So it's the presence of the Lord in us that is the brilliance of God that's shining forth in and through us. Amen? And so the Lord spoke to me and he told me to tell you. He said, I have sent my word to liberate you today. Today, he wants you to be liberated. Now, we know that his word says that I've sent my word, right? He sent his word, and he's actually performing his word, right? He's working, and he's performing his word. bringing it to perfection so that in our lives, it's perfect, but so we see the fulfillment of it, right? But when he spoke personally, specifically to me, he said, tell them, he said, I have sent my word to liberate you today. So there is a liberation that's taking place today. Even as you hear the sound of my voice right now, even as you heard the young ones come up here and preach the word of God, you know that was pure and it just came right from the heart of God. You're being changed. You're being set free. And if he says that the glory, if God says that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, that means that the days that are to come are only getting better. You're becoming stronger. God is moving in your lives, in your family's lives. I feel it so strongly. The moving of the Spirit in our own family. And if he's doing that for us, then I know he's doing it for all of us. He's doing it for all of us. Is that not true? Amen. So we're called to walk, and this is what he said. He says, you're called to walk in my glory from the inside out. We are called to walk in the glory of the Lord, but from the inside out. And so you let him do the inner work so that inner work could be transparent outside, externally, so that there is an internal working that's complete, and now it becomes this external glory that God gets all of it, all of the glory. Amen? Every fiber of your being needs to know this. Every fiber of your being needs to walk in what I'm saying. We don't just want a little bit. We don't want just a taste. We want the fullness. We want everything. He said, every fiber of your being must know this. To know is to understand, not just a head knowledge, but to have an internal dwelling of this internal fire that's explosive, that causes you to walk as that one that's a fiery, burning one, knowing the glory of God is emanating from me everywhere you go. Hey, we're called to walk up higher. Hallelujah. We're called to walk in the glory realm of God. You're hungry for Jesus. You're passionate to walk and to serve him and to give your whole life to him and to do whatever he calls you to do. Therefore, that means you have been called by your creator to be one that is a carrier of his glory, so that you are so bright, shining the love of God in and through you, that there is an increased measure of visible, tangible presence of God moving in your life. Where people want what you have, they're going to want what you have. We're going to know this. We must know this, not just intellectually. We must know this deep within. If you just know Christ and you know about Christ and you can understand, you can speak forth scripture, but you have not been moved by the Son of God, if you have not been moved by what he has done for you, if you're walking as a believer and you have been saved for so long that you have forgotten your first love, and it's just like, yeah, sure, tell me something I don't know, then let me tell you, you need to go back to the beginning. You need to go back to your first love, and you need to let him light that fire on the inside of you again. Don't ever move from that position of understanding the goodness and the grace of God in your lives, right? Amen? The forgiveness, the compassion, God's moving in your spirit, man. Don't ever, ever, ever forget it. We must know this. Amen. We must know it. Fully, fully know. How do we do that? By allowing the Spirit of God to imprint it upon your spirit, man. When it becomes imprinted, that's when you look like him. When the truth of who Christ is in you becomes imprinted, you've been marked. You look different, you act different because you are different, because you've been changed from the inside out. Are we all following what I'm saying right now? The glory of God isn't just this, oh, it's fine, it's the glory. You know, it's intense. It's beautiful, but it's intense. It's the presence of our Almighty God. And he wants us to walk in that. We have been in this study, haven't we, about glory. How many of you are understanding the realm of God's glory more and more, and how much it's for you, and how much we're supposed to be walking in it, and how much we receive from it, and how much we're being changed and transformed because of it? I see you guys as growing. When I look out, I see stronger believers. I'm looking out, and I literally, and I've had some conversations with some of you that have even told me how you know that you're getting stronger. You know that you're being built up simply because the truth is being spoken as to who you are, and who you are is one that's going to reflect the glory of God as a mirror. Remember that message? As a mirror. And you're not a cracked, broken mirror, and you're not a distorted mirror, but you're one that's shining the light of Christ. Amen? So we need to know, we must know that we have been created to walk in His glory, and not someday, by the way, but today. Not one day when you go to heaven. Right now, you are to walk in the glory realm of God. We can turn our Bibles to Isaiah 43 and 7. Isaiah 43. Thank you, Jesus. Because your very existence is for His glory. That's what you were created to do. You are created to exist for His glory. Some of us sometimes go, oh, I was created to do this. I was created to do that. And there's truth to that. I mean, I just got done telling you, I was created to worship. There's truth to that, 100%. But ultimately, we were created for His glory. So it's not just one thing. It's all that God has called you to do. It's wrapped up in the realm of God's glory. God wants more for you. You know, the enemy wants you to be bound and stuck in today and the situations that have taken you down. But the glory of God will prevail in and through your life and set you free today. Remember, He says, I've come to liberate you, right? Amen? So Isaiah 43, are we there? I should turn there a little bit myself. Isaiah 43 and 7.
The Lord loves a hilarious giver. In His word, He talks about hilariously giving. And I've got to say, because of people like you, God has expanded the ministry's reach to where we are now in 236 million homes preaching the gospel for Jesus Christ. This is incredible. And I wanted to take a moment right now and encourage some of you that have not yet decided to become a partner, a monthly partner, that this would be an incredible time for you to jump in and become a monthly partner with us here at this ministry. The gospel is being preached and people's lives are being changed. And I am excited to where the Lord is taking this ministry. Is it because of us? No, it's all because of Jesus Christ and faithful partners like you. God bless you as you pray and become a monthly partner.
Everyone. So nobody is excluded. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. You were created for His glory. Everyone is everyone. Everyone who is called by my name, the moment you said yes to Jesus, you were called by His name. The moment you said yes to Jesus, it was at that point that you were created for His glory. It transformed you, and you transformed at that very moment. Do you know this? He says, I formed him and I have made him. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. Thank you, Father. You have created us for your glory. Oh, God, we want to glorify you well. We want to exemplify the nature of Christ in our lives every moment of every day. Every moment of every day. And the world needs a good example of a Christian. Would you not say that's true? Roll my eyes because that's a ridiculous, it's so true. It is so true. The world needs good examples of Christianity today and not some mixture, just muddied up, compromised, speaking the word and completely perverting it. Don't even let me go there if I get started with that. I cannot believe how much it is so prevalent. More and more and more. Don't you get brainwashed. You will not get brainwashed. Not on my watch. Turn to your neighbor and you say, you're not getting brainwashed on my watch. You just punch the devil in the eye. Turn to somebody else and tell them the same thing. You're punching the devil again in the eye. You're not getting brainwashed on my watch. Uh-uh, nuh-uh. Am I my brother's keeper? Well, quite honestly, yes, you are. Actually, you are. We need to be watching out for one another and protecting and praying and speaking up when we need to speak up. The word is true and it never changes. And the word is pure and is holy. And we're not going to pervert the word or allow people to tell you a different gospel than what Christ died for. He died to set us free and he rose again. And now we rose again with him. And we're going to make sure we decree and proclaim the truth that never changes. It never changes. Jesus, thank you. So we were created for the existence of God's glory. How? How? Colossians, let's turn to Colossians 3. Colossians chapter 3, 9 and 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We love you and we love your word. We just eat of your word. So Colossians chapter 3, 9 and 10 says, do not lie to one another. Since you have put off the old man with his deeds, the old man had some deeds, but we put off the old man, and we've put on the new man. We've put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. We put on the new man. When you put on the new man, how is the new man supposed to walk? You are to walk as you are renewed in knowledge. You need to know the truth. And as you know the truth, which you know the truth, you know sets you free. When you know the truth, you are being renewed in knowledge. The knowledge according to the image of him who created you. Right? Amen? He created you. And so that means that the glory is in you now. And you have a revelation, an understanding, knowledge of who you are in Christ. Because the new man, your spirit man, knows exactly how you are supposed to be walking. The old man tries to creep back up, but you need to render it dead. Render it dead and keep it dead and make sure you walk as the new man. And every day as you are renewing your mind, as Romans chapter 12 tells you to do, every day as you're renewing your mind, you're literally renewing your mind. What did we just read? In knowledge. So we're not just renewing our mind in positive affirmations, are we? We're not just renewing our mind in taking care of yourself and look out for number one. All of that is self-centered. Amen. We are to take care of these temples. Don't get me wrong. But it's because of Christ in us. And we want to exemplify and honor God in us first and foremost. Amen? Amen? And so we want to make sure that we are renewing our minds in the knowledge of who we are called to be. And the word of God spells it out for us, who we are called to be. Amen? So if we, carriers of the glory, latter house glory, carry that glory. And it's now. Walk in it. Walk in it. This is a privilege that God has given unto us. Walk in it and live by it. And let it be evident that you are a carrier of the glory of God. And you don't let something take place on your watch that would come against the Spirit of God in you. Sometimes you just need to speak up. And sometimes you just need to rebuke that devil. But most of the times what you need to do is you need to quote that word and you need to know that the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead lives on the inside of me. And you need to remind yourself that I've got the spirit of the living God living on the inside of me. The spirit of the Lord breathing on me. That wasn't just for Jesus. In Isaiah 61. That wasn't just for Jesus. Now, yes, it was Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it's for us. As he is, so are we in this world. And so the promises of God are yes and amen. And so just as the Spirit of God was upon him, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good tidings to the poor. The Spirit of God is upon us. You need to say that over yourself. You know, even today I was praying this over my grandchildren, that the Spirit of the living God is upon them to preach good tidings to the poor. We need to speak that over our children, regardless, and over yourself, regardless of what you see going on. The Spirit of God, what am I doing? I'm prophesying. The Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of God is upon them to preach. That means they're not going to be seduced by the seducer in this world. That means they're not going to be deceived by that which prowls around trying to destroy them. That means that by your expression, your declaration of truth, which always trumps the lies, the glory that you carry is being put to work. And you're exemplifying Christ in you, and you're going to have that good return, good fruit coming about. Amen? Thank you, Father. Zephaniah 1:7. I'm just going to read these. The day of the Lord is at hand. Zephaniah 1:7. You can jot them down. The day of the Lord is at hand. I already ran through this one, Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you today. I paraphrase the end of it, but today, the Spirit of, why? Because it's important that we recognize this is not for someday, and it's not to when you finally receive or achieve some level of understanding. No, it's today. You have Christ in you. It's today. You can do all things through Christ today. The Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. He's the one that gives you wisdom. He's the one that's opening up your understanding, your expectation for the more of God, of which we've been preaching about. Right? So the Spirit of God is upon you today. The Spirit of God is upon me today and is going to continue to be upon you day by day, moment by moment. Zephaniah 3:17. How many of you love that scripture? Zephaniah 3:17. It says, God is in your midst. Oh, we could stop right there. God is in our midst. God is with us right here, right now. He never moves. He doesn't shift like a shifting shadow, does he? God is in our midst. And everywhere you go, he is with you. He rejoices over you with gladness. And I'm so thankful that the Lord rejoices over us with gladness. He looks over at those that he has created and he says, it is very good. Out of all the things that he created, he said, it's good. But when he created mankind, he said, it's very good. He's rejoicing over us with gladness. And he quiets you with his love. Sometimes you just need to be quieted. Sometimes there's storms out. There's a storm out on the ocean. It might be moving your way, but he will quiet you with his love. Amen. He will quiet you with his love. And he rejoices over you with singing. And I would encourage you to think about the goodness of the Lord and how he loves to rejoice over you with singing. And any hard time you might be going through, let me tell you, that's going to shift it right there and turn it around right there. Because when you see your maker singing over you, rejoicing over you, it's like there's something internally that takes place. You're standing taller. Your posture just got better. You just grew a few inches. I don't know. Something took place. But let me tell you, you just grew. Because your heavenly Father is rejoicing and singing over you. Because he is glad. He is happy at what he has made and created in you, in us. Amen. And he has given us his Holy Spirit as an abiding gift. Abiding. He tells us to abide in him, right? But the Holy Spirit abides in us. And oh, what a beautiful way to walk and to live and to talk, knowing that the Holy Spirit abides in us. So that means anything. There's no bottom. The wealth of understanding, information, wisdom, knowledge, everything I need, there's no bottom. It doesn't end. You can't get to the bottom of it. Because the Holy Spirit, the gift of God that abides in us, will always lead us into all truth and remind us that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. So, Lord, I thank you for the latter house glory. I thank you that you have promised us, Lord God, specifically from your word, that we walk in the latter house blessing. And I thank you for the latter house blessing. Lord, the glory that is revealed is the glory that is received on the inside of us and is the glory that we release. Thank you, Father, for that glory. Revealed first. You've been revealing your glory. Received. We've been receiving the understanding of it. And released. We're releasing it as well. Because we need to understand who we are in Christ more and more and more. We thank you, Abba. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you all the praise and the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What an amazing night. You guys, this was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. Amen. Wonderful night. All right, we already did announcements. We already did tithes. We already sang for happy birthdays. We did it all. I'm just going to close this out in prayer, I think. Did I forget anything? We already had like 5-6 messages. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this night. I thank you for those that you brought out. I thank you for those that are watching online as well. Lord, I thank you for this family of God that you have drawn together. Lord, and it is by your Holy Spirit that we get to just move and be and have our being, Father God. And I thank you that you never leave us. You never forsake us. I thank you, Father God, that the seed that has been planted, like Joseph preached, the seed, which is the word of God that has been planted, will not be snatched by some devourer. Instead, we understand the word because we ask the why, the how, the what does this mean questions, and it becomes ours. It becomes solidified. We own it. And because we own it, we will get to walk out of this place. New creatures in Christ, new creation in Christ, understanding the fullness of the Holy Spirit is fully in us. And we are called to give you glory, and we're called to release that latter glory. Oh, God, thank you for the latter house glory in the house of glory. We thank you for the latter house glory in the house of glory. I thank you, Lord God, it's not just in this house, Lord, but we take it everywhere we go. I thank you that when we go home, Lord, in our families, Lord God, that latter house glory, we release it. And we release it even ahead of time, Father God, specifically and prayerfully as we proclaim it. We're releasing it now in our homes and our family members, the latter house. What happened to you? What took place? I don't know. Well, we know. It's the glory of God that just hit them. It's the glory of God that just transformed them. Thank you, Father, for the glory. Lord, Moses said, oh, I will not go unless your glory goes with me. And you showed him your goodness. You showed him your goodness, oh God. I thank you. It's the goodness of the Lord. Lord, in us, Lord God, surely goodness and mercy shall follow after us all the days of our lives. Lord, we bless you and I thank you. I bless them right now to rise up, Lord Jesus, on the inside and know, oh God, they were created for greatness. They were created for greatness, the greatness of their King, the greatness of the King of Kings inside of them, giving honor to you, Father God, with our every breath. In the mighty name of Jesus, and all of God's children said amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.